This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Fed board lowering interest rates by a quarter point today. It's the first rate cut this year. Chair Jerome Powell says the balance of risk for the economy has shifted.
While the unemployment rate remains low, it has edged up. Job gains have slowed and downside risks to employment have risen. At the same time, inflation has risen recently and remains somewhat elevated.
The rate cuts should help ease borrowing costs for both businesses and Americans. President Trump and the First Lady are in the UK for a state visit hosted by the British royal family. They'll attend a state dinner at Windsor Castle tonight. Israeli forces continuing its military push into Gaza City, leading to mass evacuations, displacing an estimated 400,000 Palestinians. The U.S. is backing the military operation. Other countries have denounced it. In Utah, suspect Tyler Robinson facing 7 charges in the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk. Authorities say Robinson remains held without bond and in isolation. This is ABC News.
107.7 WRCE News from the Center.
And home to Matt and Air on Air weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin will be presenting Pride and Prejudice this fall. Pride and Prejudice is one of the best-known romances in English literature. Written by Jane Austen when she was only 21, it was first published 17 years later in 1813. The main plot recounts the relationship between the witty and independent Lizzie Bennet and the proud but socially awkward Mr. Darcy. After getting off on the wrong foot at their first meeting due to his pride, Lizzie takes an instant dislike to him, her prejudice. As events unfold with the other characters, Lizzie is able to reassess her opinion of Mr. Darcy and see that she was too hasty in her appraisal of his character. The cast includes Emily Zareya as Elizabeth Bennet, Callie Zenzig as Jane Bennet, Ashley Fogle as Mary Bennet, Maddie Kratzenberg as Kitty Bennet, Stella Woodhouse as Lydia Bennet, David Tim as Mr. Bennet, Summer Rowe as Mrs. Bennet, Matt Rowe as Mr. Darcy, Allison Adams as Georgiana Darcy, Elis Staffsleen as Lady Anne and Louisa Hurst, Jen Horton as Caroline Bingley, Alicia Woodhouse as Mrs. Gardner, Cameron Cormacan as William Lucas and Mr. Gardner, Faith Morga as Charlotte Lucas, Kevin Riley as Mr. Collins, Joanne Tesser as Mrs. Reynolds, Sharon Zales as Catherine DeBorg, and Mrs. Reynolds and Jean Burkett as Catherine DeBorg. Pride and Prejudice will be presented Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th, and 17th and 18th at 7, with Sunday matinees at 2 on October 12th and 19th. Tickets will be $15 for adults and $10 for children. All shows will be at the Richland Center City Auditorium. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, after losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with 3 redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers had their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game 2 of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched 6 innings, allowed just 1 run, 2 hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the upper 80s. And with clear skies tonight, we stay mild down to the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, sunshine to start the day, still a warm one reaching the mid-80s, and then a chance of showers and storms by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 85 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Van Orden, he is now well into the hundreds of tweets, many of them with insults and profanity, wasting his time, which means he's wasting our money that we pay him to do a job other than scrolling and trolling. The more troubling tweets call for people to be fired or for federal funding to be cut simply because he doesn't like how they reacted to Charlie Kirk's murder and or his legacy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brittany Merlot will tell us how long our season of summer will continue. And the Brewers continue trying to wrap up their division. J.R. Radcliffe with more. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. Now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Yeah, freedom. Across Wisconsin, freedom. On the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along Mr. Aaron Zummers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. It is a great day to be an American and also a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
It's one of those days. I'm not quite right. A little off today. Here at the world headquarters of Civic Media downtown Madison, blue skies, a little overcast. Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, saying a little bit more of that smoke coming in. I'm laughing because StreamYard has set things up differently and everything looks different on the stream today. But look at that. For those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twix, Twitter, X. Beautiful sky in downtown Madison on State Street at the Overture Center across the street there, the intersection of Fairchild and State Street. Beautiful. Look at that. This is a great day to go for a fall autumn walk. Get out there and enjoy the sights and sounds. Absolutely fantastic, Mr. Zummers. How are you?
Doing well. You know, it's good to have Pat and Trigby on.
Yes.
As Trigby said, Pat's not going to take it anymore. You know, he was a little salty. But.
Well, and well as he should be, right? Lots going on in the country, and always glad to have Pat's take and Trigby's as well, and your phone calls. Appreciate all the phone calls, calling and listening in. It's so busy the first hour that we really didn't get to one of the things I really wanted to talk about, which is fine. All the things we talked about were important. But through all the other things out there in national politics right now, what is going under the radar a little bit is the fact that, by the way, there's still actually government business happening out in Washington, D.C., or lack thereof. And it has to do with the fact there is a deadline fast approaching at the end of this month, or the government will shut down. Federal government going to shut down. And we haven't talked a lot, if any, about this because of breaking news of the day. Here is a quiz question for you, Zombers. And our writer, pro bono, I might add, and researcher TJ has sent me this, and I went out of my way to make sure that I did not see the answer, and I printed it off so I could give my honest opinion. And I've left the printed copy on my desk, and so I'm like, I'll pull it up on the email, and now I've seen the answer, so I can't participate. But I'll ask you, Congress has until September 30th to pass all 12 of its annual spending bills. When was the last time lawmakers met the deadline without resorting to temporary spending measures? Was it A, 2020, B, 2016, C, 2003, or D, 1996? Again, I'll read it one more time. Congress has until September 30th to pass all 12 of its annual spending bills. When was the last time lawmakers met the deadline without resorting to temporary spending measures? 2020, 2016, 2003, or 1996?
I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to guess 96.
All right. I would have, without looking, if I hadn't seen the answer, which unfortunately I did, I would have guessed 2003. The correct answer, 1996. Well done, Mr. Zommers.
At first, I didn't know it was going to be multiple choice. Yeah. I was going to pick a year in the 80s or 90s. So, yeah. And then you said one that was in the 90s. So I'm like, all right, we'll go with that.
Well done, Zommers. Yes, 1996, Congress has not met its deadline for passing regular appropriations bills to fund the government's operations since it approved spending for the 1997 fiscal year, which was October 1996 and through September 1997. So in September 1996, since then, lawmakers have insisted passing temporary measures called continuing resolutions, which fund the government on an interim basis until the regular spending bills have been completed. If Congress fails to pass either of the required spending bills or continuing resolutions, the government could shut down. To date, none, zero, zilch of the 12 bills have been passed, and Congress has virtually no chance of completing the funding process before the deadline. To put that into context, our friend, my former boss, United States Congressman Scott Klug, the last time that Congress passed a budget was when Klug voted on it in 1996.
We got to get him back there.
Right? Klug for Congress. Dust off the green and white.
It just, you know, back when politicians could make compromises.
Right.
As you've said before, with a lot of the people you've worked for and other people you've known in Congress or the Senate at state and national levels, they would argue on the floor and then afterwards say, you son of a gun, you really got me good. Now let's actually figure this thing out.
Yeah. And I think that's why. And by the way, the Lost in the Middle podcast with our friend Scott Klug is still available at Civic Media and wherever you get your podcasts, Lost in the Middle with Scott Klug. This is part of his frustration of the current iteration of government, the current iteration of Congress, on both sides, by the way, because he comes at it from a viewpoint when, by the way, he was in the minority party for part of his term in Congress and in the majority party for part of his Congress, and Bill Clinton was president, and he was a Republican. And still, back in 1990, think of that. You had Newt Gingrich as speaker. You had Bill Clinton as president. But yet, they were able to pass a budget. And that was the last time it happened in America. So think of that. All through George W.'s term as president, all through Barack Obama's term as president, the first Trump presidency, the Biden presidency, and now in the second Trump presidency, all of those people. And obviously, passing a budget starts in Congress, so you can't lay all the blame on the executive, on the president. But think of the different speakers, people have been speaker. John Boehner. In fact, I should correct myself. Boehner might have been speaker in 96 when that budget passed. Newt might have been out as speaker by then. But then you had Nancy Pelosi. You had Paul Ryan. You got Nancy Pelosi again. Now you got Mike McCarthy or Kevin.
Coach McCarthy.
Now wait a minute. I think I'm onto something here, Freud. I think Congress could operate better with Mike McCarthy as speaker than it did with Kevin McCarthy as speaker.
Well, I mean, as a football coach, they actually have to respect the clock.
Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl. How about that? No, he didn't. Did he? Yeah. No, he didn't. No. Oh, Holmgren with this. Well, Holmgren and McCarthy didn't he? With Aaron Rodgers. McCarthy was a coach when Trigby should be here. When Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowl.
In 2011, McCarthy led the team to a win.
See? My brain isn't quite as bad as I think it is sometimes. But yeah, you got a Super Bowl winning coach. He could at least wrangle together Congress. There, I've hit on it, ladies and gentlemen, inadvertently.
You've got somebody who actually loses their job when they don't meet deadlines.
One of our friends listening in just texted me, and she said, yes, he won a Super Bowl. She has season tickets, so she should know. I think Mike McCarthy as Speaker would be better than a Kevin McCarthy.
But
my point is that you can't blame this government shutdown on one party or the other, or one president from a party or another, because none of them have been able to get their act together since 1996. So that's a little. I think we need to spend more time on this moving forward, because this is going to impact potentially every Wisconsinite. And my thoughts always go to our military first and foremost, because a lot of them aren't going to get paid or partial pay or delayed. You've got government employees in this, federal workers in this state. It's going to be harder to get passports approved and visas approved. And I don't, it always gets to the brink and then somehow they figure it out. I don't know. I don't know where this is going, but I think it needs to be talked about more and more people being made aware of it. All right, 16 coming up on 16 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. All that.
Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 civic media news sports talk stations across the great state of Wisconsin. As Mike Lucas says, I can't get anybody's
name
right.
All your mics and
McCarthy's up. I can't get anybody's name right today. I'm going to the game tonight, by the way. I'm my compadres, Kurt and Florcy, and my buddy Rob. We're going down to Milwaukee to try to cheer them on.
Yes, so. the Brewers game, even though we were just talking about Packers.
Yes, that is correct. I think I'm thinking about the game instead of the show. Get your head in the game, Todd. All right. As Mike Lucas says, timely indeed, because, you're going to be going out to games, football games, as Trigvy Olsen said, high school games, and maybe you get a bad concession burger or a bad brat or something like that. Or maybe you got a little kid and they poo-poo their diaper. What's worse, bad smell or bad taste? The category today, bad smell or bad taste? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, a bad smell or a bad taste? Give us a ring. 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite Apple or Android device, the App Store. In the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Takes only a minute. It's free to download it. The Civic Media app is what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app, get it today. You're going to want it, by the way, speaking of the Brewers, our final free Ticket Friday ticket extravaganza contest. The lawyers hate it when I say that. It's just called Free Ticket Friday. You text in. We give you a word. You text it in. It starts with Kreitlow, then with Jane Mattner. By the way, I have closed a deal with Jane Mattner today. She is going to start appearing on the program on Mondays now. We're going to call it something along Mattner Mondays. And I think I can say this now. Our first one a week from this coming Monday, last Monday, September, is going to be live from Jane's English Garden. So I'm looking forward to that nervous anticipation. So you can on Friday, Kreitlow, Jane and Greg, then you listen to Tom Hartman. He'll sell you some crypto and give you a word. And then we come on, and then you got Maggie Dawn. And then, does Schwab get a word too?
I think this time, yes. I don't know. We're about to be briefed on this tomorrow.
The contest has been happening all summer long. We've gotten to the final week, and I don't know whether Schwab gives you for the Free Ticket Friday or not. But it'll be great. So download the Civic Media app and have your chance to win four free tickets to the club level Brewer seats. The red hot magic number is 7 for the crew down in Milwaukee. 855-752-4842. What's worse, bad smell or bad taste? PJ, watching on the stream on YouTube, says, well, if it smells bad, it probably tastes bad also.
Yeah, great smell point. Is a big part of taste.
Yeah, yes, it is. All right, come back. We'll take more of your calls, texts as well. What's worse, bad smell or bad taste? You'll see the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You have your club card. You eyes, but don't you take it as a compliment.
Civic Media Radio Network and the Todd Allball Show. It is now 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock on Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. Bad taste, bad smell? That's the question.
Maybe a different kind of bad taste.
Yeah. What's worse, the category today, bad smell or bad taste? Give us your opinion. Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. Cindy, listening in Wausau on WXCO on the app, says, I think bad smell is worse. Bad taste you can usually get out of your mouth. But a bad smell can be in your clothes and your hair and stay in your nose for a very long time. Back when I was in high school, my sister made a pasta with vodka sauce. And for some reason, the vodka sauce bothered me so much. It made me absolutely nauseated. I haven't been able to smell it or eat it ever since.
Wow. Must have been pretty bad.
But isn't that true? I mean, I think that smell is our sense that can just hit us the most, right?
I don't remember the exact, information, but I do know that it is very strongly tied to memory as well. Like, you can smell cookies and be like, wow, I feel like I'm 3 years old in my grandma's kitchen.
Right. Right. It's triggering for both good and bad memories, right? Yeah, I absolutely believe that. Len in Madison, listening on WMDX, says, I'd say bad smell is worse. due to source and remedy may not be as easy to remedy as bad taste. All right, very good. Appreciate that, Len. Matt in Middleton saying bad smell is worse because if it's bad enough, you can also taste it.
That is true.
Eric, a newer listener in Madison on MDX. Thank you, Eric, for tuning in, saying bad taste for sure is worse. All right, very good. What's worse, bad smell or bad taste? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Brett in beautiful Brown Deer, listening in on WAUK, says bad smell is worse because if something tastes bad, I can't stop tasting it.
Or I can stop tasting it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can. But let a skunk spray and it'll make you puke. ever had a pet that got sprayed by a skunk?
Thankfully, no. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
That
one of my grandparents on the farm, one of the dogs got sprayed once. It was not good at all. What's worse, bad smell or bad taste? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zombers, bad smell or bad taste? What's worse?
It's a bit of a tough one because my sense of smell is not good.
Really?
Yeah, it's really not great.
I'm only laughing because we worked together for 3 years almost, and still I learned new things about you.
That's true. I mean, I guess what I mean by that is I can smell things, but I get stuffed up easily from allergies, and then I don't smell things. So for me, I guess I do agree with the logic of people saying a bad smell is worse.
All right.
It's just for me, it's more often that I can't ignore it. All right. I don't know.
Let's go to the phone lines quickly. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's head out to the old hometown, Richland Center, the Driftless area, listening on WRCE, Whistler. In Richland Center, Whistler, bad smell or bad taste? What's worse?
This is worse. You know, the bad smell is like the road between Gotham and RC with the farm spread and stuff. You know, I can get through that.
Right.
You know, the bad taste, it's like I don't know. I'm not really sure how to get rid of it other than a glass of milk.
Good point. I see, Whistler and I are from the same. I know exactly the exact spot he's talking about.
I'm
if
sure
you get there on
smell.
The wrong day and people are spreading manure, it's tough for about 5 miles. I appreciate it, Whistler. 855-752-4842. Ollie, up in the beautiful North Woods of Wisconsin. Ollie, bad smell or bad taste? What's worse?
Well, I guess I'm going to say it can be different for different things. Bad smell is definitely worse when it comes to Limburger cheese because you can't get past the smell to even taste it. And a trick for all those people who can't get rid of the smell in their nose, if you take a piece of cloth or clothing and just breathe through it a bit, that will take that scent out of your nose.
Oh, well, there you go.
Do what
you
can
use.
And it does work.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Ollie. Thank you very much.
Okey-doke.
Just a good old homegrown tale right there. Appreciate it, Ollie, up in the North Woods. I'm going to say for reasons that others have given, overall, bad smell is worse. Because I do think, like, if I have a bad taste in my mouth, you know, whatever. I can water, milk, whatever it is. It passes more quickly, in my opinion, than a bad smell is just like, you know, ugh. You know, especially, you got some in the refrigerator that went bad and you can't find it.
That sucks.
It's just like, what is this? All right, let's go quickly to Mike out in beautiful Spring Green along the Wisconsin River, listening to WRCE and RC. Mike, bad smell or bad taste? What's worse?
Well, I wasn't in a call until that lady mentioned Limburger. And the thing is, if you can get it past your nose, it tastes wonderful. And once it's in your mouth, you don't smell it anymore.
That's a good point. I've had Limburger down at Baumgartner's in Monroe. You're right. Once you taste it, yeah, but this you got to get past the smell. Thank you, Mike.
I've never smelled it either.
Yeah, it ain't pretty to smell, but the taste is like okay. All right, Farm News is next with Pam Yonke. That's, by the way, how we play What's Worse. We'll have another edition tomorrow. Going to come back, going to hear from Christian Yelich about his home run last night and the Brewers' chances of wrapping up the NL Central. And also some good news for you. Olympic speed skater Jordan Stoltz is back on the ice after a serious bike crash in June. Great story from the Journal Sentinel. Going to share that with you on the other side. You're listening to Cross Wisconsin to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Lyme disease is a pretty significant and rising public health concern in Wisconsin. Cases have quadrupled in the last 20 years, and Wisconsin reports some of the highest numbers in the country. As we know, ticks are the culprit, but people can use mice to prevent ticks in a way you wouldn't expect. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk about it next.
Join our friends from Compeer and Pam Yonke at World Dairy Expo on Friday, October 3rd at 9:30 a.m. Compeer is dedicated to agriculture in rural America by providing financial services throughout 144 counties in the Midwest. Learn more at Compeer.com.
Pam will continue her coverage of World Dairy Expo with BioVet and Amperio on Wednesday, October 1st at 9:30 a.m. at booths 1503 and 1504 in the exhibition hall. BioVet and Amperio are your trusted partners in animal health. Stop by or visit bio-vet.com.
Let's talk ticks. Kurt Avery joins us. He's the founder of Sawyer Products. He tells us how you can use mice to eliminate ticks.
First, in the yard, if you take cotton balls and you soak them in permethrin and you place them out, the mice will take them back to the nest. The typical mouse will have 10 to 12 ticks on it. So you kill them before they get back into the population. As we've moved our homes out into the wilderness, we've depopulated the predators to the mice, you know, the hawks, the snakes, the foxes, and all that kind of stuff. So mice have proliferated, which means there's a lot more ticks in play. Now they end up on the larger animals, which we usually come into.
Use the mice to kill the ticks and then set traps for the mice. That's the solution I'm hearing. Kurt Avery, along with us, founder and owner of Sawyer Products. Stick around. We're going to be taking a look at closing dairy markets on the way.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
At the closing bell for cheese and butter, Class 3 milk prices were rallying. Could it be from the bird flu case confirmed this week at a Nebraska dairy farm? From Chicago, the October Class 3 milk contract was up 66 cents at 1731 a hundredweight. The November contract up 54 cents at 1690 a hundredweight. The 40-pound block cheese closed up a nickel and three quarters at $1.68 and a half. Double A butter up 4 cents at $1.81 per pound. Stay up to date on dairy market trends at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Mostly cloudy, isolated storms tonight and a low in the low 60s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, still a chance of rain, high in the mid-80s. More storms around Friday, high upper 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Right now we're at 86.
Matt and Air on Air.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns. Right. And
my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping in
listen
chess.
Listen to you laugh.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and Appleton native son, actor Mike McGill, whose credits include Shameless and Bosch, and syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. It is Wednesday, September 17th, 2025, at the world headquarters of Civic Media in beautiful downtown Madison on the intersection of State Street and Fairchild. I'm excited. I guess I'm distracted because we have this beautiful window that we look out on every day during the show, and it's such a beautiful day.
It is very nice.
I'm looking
outside.
Forward to get out there. That's why I wore this shirt today from Kimberly Akimbo, the musical. It says, "Life is short. Enjoy the ride." It's a great reminder to each of us that none of us know how long we get here, right? And we should seize the day every day. Enjoy the ride. And the cool thing is, it doesn't have to be expensive stuff. Just get out and enjoy the weather. All right? There are all kinds of people laying in hospitals and other places who would give anything to be able to go out and enjoy a day like today. So go out there and enjoy it for them. That's my opinion. I'm looking at myself, by the way, right? I have to be more grateful for the small things in life. It'll make us all feel better, just like Kira told us yesterday. All right, got to get to the story on the Olympic speed skater, but here's the deal. I'm going to open this up for, I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to open this up for conversation because Zomers has found a story on E-Bomb's world.
Boy.
We've been discussing on the secret show, as we call it, during the stream. You see, you can tune in on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and we keep the mics open most of the time when the camera's on, and you get to see what we're really like when we're not, quote-unquote, on the air. I'll save you the trouble. Not dramatically different, by the way. Pretty much the same. And so tomorrow, in the radio world, it starts the book. The book is starting tomorrow. In TV, they call it the sweeps. In other words, it's when the ratings start. And some people get an actual book. You have to keep a diary. Other people, there's like an electronic device. And then all the stations and programs are rated. And this is what drives advertising in radio today. So tomorrow, the book starts. And so, you know, they want us to get interesting people and draw you in so our ratings are big. And so I'm thinking Zomers came upon this over the break. Zomers, be careful, but in general form, just tell us what you've got here. And the question is, should we have this person on the show?
All right. So
I love every part about this, by the way.
So E-Bomb's World, we have Peter Rapine, their managing editor, on mm-hmm. very often.
Yep.
Website full of just ridiculous stories, crazy things, all true.
Real headlines from real, actual humans.
Yes. And recently, they have expanded their content, their programming, to include a spicy side right. of the website, right. which contains content generally not suitable for broadcast.
Right.
or children, or work, you know, those kind of things.
Not safe for work.
And so E-Bomb's World posted today from their extra spicy newsletter that went out yesterday. 2025 is officially the year of the hot wife, and famed MILF and award-winning adult performer Serenity Cox, COX, is ready for it.
She's an adult performer.
Essentially, one of the companies that she works for has launched a new brand specifically dedicated to ethical non-monogamy.
Ethical non-monogamy.
And she had an interview with E-Bombs World, and yeah, where they go about...
Was she clothed during the interview?
I don't know. I'm just reading it. It's not... I don't think it's a video. I think it was just written.
Don't open it up on company time. Now, I mean, I'm thinking that would draw, for better or worse, I think people would want to watch that.
During, it would be interesting, an interesting tweets. Discussion.
During the book.
What I think, though, is if we're going to have this discussion with Serenity Cox, we need to also invite Joe Gao. Maybe not at the same time. We're not trying to make...
For those that aren't familiar, we've talked about this on the show before, former University of Wisconsin lacrosse chancellor, professor... Joe Gao, he and his wife have a cooking show with adult content included.
Yes, and he is has been an advocate that it is free speech.
Right.
And he had some adult performers, or at least I don't know exactly. He had an adult performer come and give a talk about that business at the university, and he got fired for it.
Right.
And because, you know, people are like, oh, you're using it to promote your other business, or, oh, this isn't free speech. This is your, I don't know. It's an interesting subject. I'm sure he has a lot to say about
it. Yes. I'm like, get ready. You never know what's going to happen on the show starting tomorrow for the next few weeks. It's the book. It's the sweeps. So you'll let us know if you think, should we have, what's her name, Spencer Cox?
Serenity.
Serenity. I think Spencer Cox is the governor of Utah.
You are correct.
Would that be great if we had Spencer Cox and Serenity Cox on the same show?
Now, that would be an interesting conversation, especially you don't tell them that the other one's coming.
Right.
Just a way to guarantee neither of them ever comes back.
Well, there you go. We've gotten our touch base for the week out of the way on the air.
So, yeah, we're going to have to talk to Peter Rapine about this one, see if he has any other inside information after we read through the interview very carefully.
All right. Well, stay tuned for that more. It's going to be a wacky and wild next couple of months here on the show during the book and the sweeps. In all seriousness, part of it is on Friday, we're going to have the Brewers Text to Win contest, your last chance to win 4 club-level Brewer tickets on Friday. And then starting on Monday... Are we allowed to say this? I've started down the path. It's our new Text to Win. The big fall, summer, sizzler, jamboree.
More details will come tomorrow.
I'll preface it by this. In Wisconsin, when we say green and gold, we mean the Green Bay Packers. You might not always say Green Bay Packers, but you might hear the phrase green and gold. That means Green Bay Packers.
Yes, please be aware of that. We will not repeat that again.
We don't go around spreading rumors, so you better be sure and listen close the first time. In the words of the immortal women of Hee Haw.
Indeed.
All right. The Gossip Girls. 42 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is the only thing on Civic Media's radio network right now. Turning to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Great reporter Lori Nickel. Headline, Olympic speed skater Jordan Stolz is back on the ice after a serious bike crash in June. 3 months after a bike crash, Jordan Stolz appears to be in good health and strong form. Stolz was riding his bike on June 2nd, doing sprints and traveling about 40 miles per hour when he hit a bump on a country road and the chain on his Trek bike unraveled. The dismantling happened just after Stolz was pushing down all of his weight onto one pedal, so he lost control of the bike, went over the handlebars, and crashed into a ditch on the side of the road near his house in Kewaskum. The Olympic speed skater could see right away that his right leg was cut. On the roadside, he pried his phone from a shredded bike jersey. His bike helmet was also cracked as well and called his sister for help. When his father arrived, he wrapped a shirt around the leg and raced Stolz to a hospital. Quote, I was just hoping nothing was broken. I was hoping the x-rays would be fine, Stolz said, because it was hurting pretty bad. Legs are everything, of course, obviously, to speed skaters, but the area of the leg in particular that was injured is essentially sensitive. It bears all the weight. If the front shin is damaged, he can't sit, quote unquote, properly in a speed skate position. And the mechanics can be thrown off with how his leg and foot work together while skating. It was worrisome that Stolz could see the white of his shin bone from the cut. Ugh, that's tough. He could see his tendons moving as well. He had to endure a three-hour wait before the emergency room staff could get him in and sew him up with 16 stitches. Even now, months later, at the Pettit National Ice Center for a practice on September 10th, when Stolz recalls the ER visit, he's not sure if the patch job at the hospital was the greatest either. And yet, he's thankful. He says, quote, "I'm sure it could have been way worse. It could have been broken all over. It was just this. I was lucky. It healed up fairly well," unquote. He took just 1 week off and took a course of amoxicillin to fight any infection, and that was it. The mark, deep red, on his leg resembles a lightning bolt. "Now he's got a Harry Potter scar," unquote, his coach said, Bob Corby. It's kind of funny because when Stolz was a kid, someone called him, quote, "Flash Jordan," unquote. A play on the words from the 1980 movie Flash Gordon. Stolz says he's okay now. In fact, he believes he is as strong as he's ever been. And that's a testament to him on his work ethic, along with the training guidance from his coach Corby. Stolz's mentality and mental toughness always has been elite. While he's just 21 years old, he seems to be unfazed by adversity, whether it's his pressure of being the favorite for the upcoming Olympics or dealing with setbacks of any kind. It is almost impossible to knock him off focused. Asked if he was on crutches for a bit, he gave a serious side eye. Quote, "Crutches," he said with a laugh. "It wasn't broken." Stolz is an avid cyclist who uses road riding for off-season training. He's right back in the saddle as of mid-June with his shin taped up. He could sit and feel pain and discomfort. Even 5 weeks later, his wound looked open, gnarly, and somewhat raw. The healing process was probably closer to 2 months. I just think this is an incredible story, and you're going to hear a lot as the Olympics get closer to about Jordan Stolz, another in a line of great speed skaters from Wisconsin. And an accident like this, well, it was just for training. I mean, holy cow. That could just, as the story pointed out there in the Journal Sentinel, completely undo everything, right? And for this kid to have that kind of mentality and get back up and keep going, I just think is incredible. So all the best to Jordan Stolz as he prepares. Zombers, the Winter Olympics, can you believe this, are coming up in like February.
Wow. I do love the Winter Olympics.
Me too. As time has gone on, I tend to be a bigger Winter Olympics fan than Summer Olympics. I guess just because, I don't know, the events are more, I don't know how to say it, like combined, it's easier to follow. Like the speed skating, the figure skating, the luge, the bob. I like the bobsled guys and gals because how they start off their runs has so much impact with how the run goes when you watch. And then of course you have the jumpers and the downhill skiers. I don't know. I like the pad. This year it's in Italy, I believe. Is it Milan? Something like that. So NBC, I just read this also. NBC Universal hired a chef and a food person just to do hits during the Olympics in Italy on Italian food. How would that be for a gig?
Now that would be something special.
Now here, speaking of sweeps and the book, I'm thinking most of our audience loves the Winter Olympics. I'm thinking that Civic Media needs an Olympic correspondent in Italy. And I'd be happy to volunteer, sacrifice myself for that job.
And, you know, I think that our show does the best when we have a face-to-face interaction. So if we're keeping the Todd Albaugh show, I might also have to head over there.
Join us, Zomers and I, from Italy for the Winter Olympics, Civic Media's continuing coverage. We'll come back, wrap up the show after this. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Todd Albaugh show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results is going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center. Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center. We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center. We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. Brittany Merlot with a spectacular fall forecast. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, in with a sports report. And then it's another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon between 2 and 4. Join Maggie Dawn and her guests. Always fascinating, always informative. I believe today they're going to have Angelina Cruz on the show, so that'll be great. Also, General Russell Honore, is that how you pronounce it, I believe, discussing military.
Honore.
Thank you very much. Discussing military in cities. So timely indeed. Tune into the Maggie Dawn Show. And then our friend Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8. Shameless actor Mike McGill is on the show, as well as comedian Greg Schwinn. So tune in to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8 tonight. All right, we've been talking about it earlier, and Brewers, Brew Crew, red hot right now. Got another big win last night, as Mike Clemens told us about earlier. And a lot of people are saying, geez, I wish I could see the Brewers before, because a lot of people aren't going to, including me, not going to be able to afford postseason tickets. But regular season tickets even now are getting few and far between. Here now, on Friday, your chance to win 4 tickets to the club-level seats of Civic Media for a Brewers game to be named later. No, it'll be soon, obviously. Only 11 games left, not all at home. And people ask, do people actually win these things? Well, and by the way, Jane Matinera, friend and colleague of Matinera on Air every morning from 9 until 11, she does a much better job of talking about this than me. And Mom doesn't let me forget it. She says, well, I listen to Jane, and she says this all the time. Why don't you say it? I said, well, okay. Because people actually win. And so, for instance, Chris in Sun Prairie, Kimberly in Wauwatosa, pardon me, Terry from Cross Plains, Jim in Brookfield, Penny from Plainfield. That's fantastic. I like the alliteration. And Kevin in Madison have all been winners of our Friday giveaway. So you too could join all of them. Tune in on Friday, starting with our friend Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 9. And then you have Jane Matinera and Greg Bach, 9 until 11. Tommy Hartman from 11 until 2. Us, then Maggie Dawn, 4 until 6. And Pete Schwab, 6 until 8. Be listening all day long on Friday. One last time to get your free Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Of course, the Brewers take on the Angels in Game 2 of the series tonight on many of our stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Park Falls, and Hayward. Pre-game show at 6:05 tonight. First pitch at 6:35. Last night, Brewers got another big win. Christian Yelich with his, I believe, 99th run batted in, leading the club in home runs this year. And after the game at AmFam Field, our own Mike Clemens caught up with the press and Christian Yelich. Here's what Yelich had to say on the home run and the season thus far.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like not even thinking about like the magic number of just, we need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You know, if we just keep doing what we need to do to win games, that's the most important thing, right? Obviously, everybody wants to win the division, but you can't do that in one night. And if you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit. So you just got to be present and focus on winning games. Really hard to win games, so we need to continue to do that. And when that time comes, gets a little bit closer, then obviously, you know, you can think about it then.
Christian Yelich after the win last night over the Anaheim Angels. The magic number is down to 7, meaning that a combination of Brewers wins or Cubs losses that total 7 get the crew to the National League Central title. For the number one seed in the National League, the magic number is 9, as well as the overall number one seed in Major League Baseball. And the difference there is if they get the number one seed in the National League, then they would have home field advantage through the National League Championship Series, if they were to get that far. If they get the number one overall Major League Baseball seed, they would also then, should they make it to the World Series, have home field advantage in the World Series as well. All of that's still achievable. Of course, they've already clinched a postseason berth. We know they're going to play baseball in October. And now it's just kind of a where they're going to land on that. But so exciting to watch this right now, Zommers, and to just follow the Brewers. It gives, at least for me, maybe I'm just too much of a sports guy, but it gives me hope, you know, in a time when right now you look around and there's not a lot of it.
No, it definitely does. I mean, I'm not the biggest sports guy in the world, as you know, but I'm becoming more so in a season like this just because of how much hope it can bring. And seeing, you know, the Brewers and how unified they are and how humble they are, I think can inspire all of us to try and work a little harder and do something about the things we want to see in the world.
Totally agree. And by the way, the Chicago Cubs got a win, came back and won 8-4 over Pittsburgh this afternoon in Pittsburgh. So now the Cubs have clinched a postseason berth with today's win. And that means the Brew Crew has to get another win tonight if they want to maintain that 5-game lead. I believe 11 games to go in the regular season. So make it interesting right down the stretch and a lot of fun. Again, you can listen to the Brewers on many of our Civic Media stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Park Falls and Hayward pregame show tonight at 6:05, and the crew first pitch just after 7:30 tonight. Great show today. Appreciate Pat Kreitlow. You can hear him every morning from 6 until 9 on Civic Media. Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor of the Lincoln Project. Our great producer, engineer, Aaron Zombers on the board as always. And as always, to all of you, each and every one of you, all across the state of Wisconsin, around the world, on the Civic Media app, thank you for listening. You are why we come here every day and have great conversation and a lot of fun as well. Have a great evening. Tomorrow, Francesca Hong will be our guest state representative on her gubernatorial announcement today. Talk with her. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie's next.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in Utah's Washington County offering more details on suspect Tyler Robinson, the accused killer of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Washington County Sheriff Nate Brooksby describing the call by a friend of the Robinson family who alerted authorities about the suspect.
He said, hey, I know who Charlie Kirk shooter is. I know the family through religious association, and he's in Washington County now.
Brooksby described the suspect as calm and quiet when he surrendered. Classes also resuming today at Utah Valley University a week after the shooting. In the UK, President Trump and the First Lady attending a state dinner this hour at Windsor Castle, hosted by the royal family. Authorities in Pennsylvania say police officers were fired upon while on duty today. At least two are seriously injured. And the Federal Reserve Board lowering interest rates today by a quarter point, expected to ease borrowing costs. This is ABC News.